Hare Krishna. And what a conclusion it is. This 18th chapter brings to a head everything that we've built up from chapter 1. We received the basic understandings of how to act in this world in the first 6 chapters. In the middle 6 chapters, we received a very detailed and quite a mind-blowing understanding of what devotional service is. We understood confidential secrets, and we understood the mood of a devotee when they try to connect with their Lord, Lord Sri Krishna. But this last section of 6 chapters is by no means less important. It is the concluding bun. It is the concluding slice of bread in our bun of the Gita. And it gives us a foundational drive and a foundational basis for engaging in bhakti. This section discusses topics of nature, topics of the divine, the demoniac, the 3 modes of nature, divisions of faith, how we can act. And all of these things act to give us a firm conviction that the process of bhakti is the only process worth following. This movement of ours, started by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, is not a sentimental movement. It is a movement based upon solid Shastra. And the Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya, all explain that real spiritual practices are conducted on the basis of solid Shastra. They are not conducted whimsically. So we have this great fortune, we have this great understanding. Within this chapter we have completed or covered a number of the 5 topics that I discussed throughout this Gita. If there's one thing you take away, it is perhaps that the Gita contains 5 topics. Gita speaks about us, the soul, Atma. It speaks about God, Krishna. It speaks about this realm that we live in and in which we act, that is the material world. It speaks about this concept, time. So the living entity, living in the material world, under the influence of time, and watched by the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, engages in activities. And this is the story of our life. So we've heard and we've learnt through the Gita what it is that we can do to make those activities sublime. What can we do to transform those activities from being activities of entrapment to being activities of upliftment? So with that message, I'll wish you all the best. And thank you very much for patiently and very sincerely participating in this recitation of the Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna.